Hello,
Hello, hello, hello, my little bedroom playmate. This is Mika Ray. So welcome to the G-Spot. And I do have Joy on. Joy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everyone.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
I know, with this weather out there today, I was a little worried. Oh, but we still got our lights. We're warm. We're going to get home with this show tonight. So, everyone, tonight we're talking about the kink in sexual play. So, we're going to talk about anal sex. We'll talk about S&M. And we will talk about vampire sex. And then how do we talk to our partners about what we want in the bedroom? So how to bring up the subject, and hopefully they're receptive of it. And the thing is, we want people to understand that when you're talking about your sex life with them, it's not about them. It's about you know, so you have to be able to take your pride out of it. So we're going to go deep into that tonight. So, of course, I like to always start off with a song. So we're going to start off with Play by Guapole. I think that's how you pronounce her name. So we're going to start with her.
Baby,
song. I think it's so sexy, and I think it is definitely a great way, Joy, for us to get started on. Talking about how do you even talk to your partner about doing something different in the bedroom? I know a lot of people find it very hard to discuss the subject, but I think that's the reason why a lot of women or men, whatever, aren't feeling pleasure in the bedroom, because they're not even talking to their partners about what it is that they want to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So you all have to be more talkative. So some things you can start off with is just coming up to your partner and just letting them know, you know, I want to try something new. That way it's not about them not doing something right. It's about you putting it all on you. I just really want to try something new in the bedroom. I don't necessarily want to continue to do what we're doing. And it's not to say that you're a bad lover, but I just want us to try something different. So when you're approaching the conversation, just making sure you're not putting your partner on the defensive. Have you ever had to go through that, Joy?
With me, I feel that bringing it up or talking about what you want to try was kind of hard for me. But I am the type of person that I would just do it if I feel that it's not going to be something that your partner isn't going to be uncomfortable with. I end up just, you know, the night that we are being intimate, I just try that new thing and they like it. But now if it's something I feel that they may be uncomfortable with, then yeah, I end up, you know, discussing it with them or saying, hey, let's try this. But I do it in a fun way. It's just not, oh, we land there and I'm like, hey, I think we should just try this. No, you have to kind of approach it in a fun, sexy way. You know, if mm-hmm. you're out and about riding around and you might pass insurrections or something and be like, babe, let's go in here real quick. You know, something like that. And then you just in there joking around and laughing and talking. And then you can bring it up then. You know, just different little ways to try to bring it up in a fun, sexy way. But don't make it to where it's a serious conversation or because that's a turnoff. So
I think that's a good idea. Like if, like you said, going, making it something fun. Like, baby, let's go to the sex store. You know, let's, like you said, you pass an insurrection. Let's go stop an insurrection. I just kind of want to see what they got in there. And then when you get in there, that makes it a little less intimidating because now you can each look at different toys or look at different lubes or, you know, whatever that's in that store, and pick up something, take it home, and you try it. I do like that fact that you said that you're making it fun and you're just doing it yourself. I also mm-hmm. think that's a good way to approach it. It's just like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. You know, maybe I'm going to get into a different position. If y'all normally do it missionary, some, believe it or not, and it's very sad, but there are some couples out there, and that's all they do is missionary. And the man or the whatever get on top, and then boom, 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 and it's over.
And I'm sure somebody is very bored.
Right.
And cheating.
Very, very bored. Oh. And that could possibly be true. And that is, and you know, that's one of the reasons that women cheat. They're cheating because they mm-hmm. are first emotionally, you know, dissatisfied. And then secondly, it's because their needs aren't being met in the bedroom at all. And then they don't know how to talk about it. So you have to open your mouth, because the saying is a closed mouth won't get fed. And,
but you know, some people have it bad on both ends. One, they don't know how to talk about it. And two, they're not comfortable with themselves or comfortable, period, to even try it. So it's like some people have it bad on both ends. So it's like, okay, how do they overcome one of those battles?
Hold on,
what
was, say that again?
The first mm-hmm. I said some people have it bad on both ends. They don't know how to talk about it and don't know how to bring it up. And two, they don't know, they're not comfortable with themselves to where they don't even try it without having to talk about it.
Oh, meaning they're not even going to incorporate something new because they're not even comfortable enough themselves with their own self.
Right. Some people may be comfortable with talking and bringing it up, but shy to try it without having to bring it up. And vice versa, some people are just comfortable with, I'm just going to try it, and they're not comfortable with bringing it up. I said, so I'm saying some people don't know how to do either one.
Right. I agree. I think that is a big issue, that some people aren't even sexually comfortable enough to either try something new or to even talk about. They're not even comfortable enough with their own body. And that makes sense. And I say this, that women must take the time to get to know their body. Like, I'm a big fan of masturbating. Like, you need to feel your body, touch your body as much as possible, learn what it is that you like so that you can be more comfortable telling someone else and showing someone else and directing their hands and directing their mouth or whatever all over your body. So I think that made a lot of sense. You made a real, real good point. So you just have to make sure you know what it is that you want before you are trying to explain it to someone. And then you become, the more you learn your body, the more comfortable you are with discussing it with your partner and telling them what it is that you want. So I think the big step, the first step is learning about your body yourself first. And then when you are talking to your partner about it, once you finally get up the nerve and the encouragement and the strength or whatever, you go and you talk to them about it. Make sure you are being specific. Like, you know, you're really telling them, this is what I want. This is how I like it. And a lot of people think that because you have sex, you should just know what to do next in the bedroom. But that's not true, because everyone's body is different. No one's body is the same. So you can't expect that just because, you know, this person is an experienced lover on this end is going to know how to do you. You know, no one knows. So you have to open your mouth and let them know. But being specific, so you're not going to say, okay, I like this, but what is it that you like? What is the this? It's like, I like it rough. You know, I like to be choked and all this kind of stuff. So you have to tell them so they will do it for you. Have you ever seen the movie Secretary, Joy?
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what Secretary is real fast. So the Secretary is with Megan Gyllenhaal, Maggie Gyllenhaal, something like that. And I forget the guy's name. But in the movie, she starts working. It really reminds you of 50 Shades of Grey, but this came out before the book even came out. This came out like early 2000s. And she starts working for this lawyer, and the lawyer is really into like S&M type stuff. So he never has sex with her, but he's doing different things like spanking her and all this kind of stuff. So she finally has sex with her actual boyfriend for the first time, and she just bends over, and he's like looking at her like, what do you want me to do? And she's just sitting there bent over, and he's like, okay, what do you want me to do? So then she put his hand on her butt, and he's still just looking like, what do you want me to do? So he just kind of rubs it. But she wanted to be spanked. But she didn't even know how to tell him. So she just became frustrated and just kind of laid there and just let him do whatever he wanted to do, and that was it. And it was over. So it's like no fun in not telling your partner what it is that you want in the bed. You need to tell them. Otherwise, you're going to be bored. And that happened. So my mama, well, not my mama, but hang on, somebody, sorry, You know, I'll be getting messages from my mama too. But somebody just wrote, what if your partner doesn't want to do what you're suggesting? That's a very good question. And I think that if your partner doesn't want to do what you're suggesting, you have to be respectful of that. Because I did a little video, I posted it in the Facebook invite. And on there I said, okay, so there's some people out there who want to be urinated on or whatever. They like that stuff. I won't. But your partner may not want to pee on you. So you need to be open to your partner not wanting to experience some of the things that you want to experience. And maybe you all can compromise and talk about something else. Do something different. Maybe it's not the peeing thing. Maybe it's something else you want to do and your partner's open to that. So being open to compromising, because everyone is not going to want to do those same old things that, you know, the same kinky type of things that you're doing. They're not into that stuff. But that's why I think before you're having sex with somebody, before you even get to that point, you should always be having these conversations. You should talk about the things that you like, even when it comes to sex. So, Joe, are you there? Because I don't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what you think? what would you suggest to that question?
Well, I wouldn't just take it as, oh, you don't want to do it. Okay, cool. No, I want to know why you don't want to do it. And... Because, I mean, why should you just say, oh, I don't want to do that? And you'd be like, okay, like, no, I'm curious. Why don't you want to? And, of course, I'm not going to say, oh, that's not a good explanation. You know, I'm not going to say that. But I will still be curious of why you don't want to do it. Some people may not want to do certain things because they may have done it in the past with somebody else, and they just, it reminds them of something. They just don't want to do it. Some people don't want to do it because they think it's too nasty or it just wouldn't turn them on. I know with me before, I never thought I would do something that I've done because I used to be like, oh, that's just, no, not doing it. There's no way I can get turned on from that. Just, I'm not doing it. But then I eventually did it, and shockingly, it turned me the hell on. So a lot of times people have to not just say, that's why I say I would like to know why. Because if it's something dealing with, oh, well, you know, me and my ex or whatever used to do that and I'm just not into that anymore. Okay, cool. But if it's something like if you say, oh, it's just not my thing, then I would be kind of like, well, you can't really knock. And that's anything in life. You can't really knock it until you actually try it. If you haven't tried it yet, then just don't say it's just not your thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's something I learned, you know, like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. And then when I finally gave it a chance, I enjoyed it extremely. So that's why I say also, well, why I said at the beginning, I would like to know why you don't want to do it. It's a lot of people that don't like to step outside of the box. And that's how a lot of people have these boring-ass relationships, too.
Well, I think that was a very real answer. But I agree. I think that we should definitely, you know, sometimes I think it is a good thing, like, to say, you know what, okay, baby, I could give it a try. Maybe not just pee all the way on me. Maybe you would just do a tinkle.
I can tell you right now I ain't doing that shit.
See, well, how you going to say that? Okay, so you tell me why you won't do that then.
Because that's, to me, that's not a form. That's not my form of kinkiness. Like, that's something that's just out. To me, I consider it outrageous. I don't want bodily fluids on me. I'm just, no, that's, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
All right, well, see, you'll give your good explanation. So that's another thing that we should talk about. What is kinky to you? Because you know what? Some people, like you said, urinating, okay, they ain't necessarily kinky sex. That's just, I guess, I don't know what, nasty to you?
I don't know what you would call that. I don't call that kinky. I mean, in some people's book, yeah, they call that kinky sex. I don't call that kinky sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To each his own, but that's, People belong in the toilet.
So that's what we have to talk about. What is kinky sex? So to me, kinky sex is anything other than missionary and hitting the front of back and, you know, just regular old normal sex. So it's like the biting, the choking, the, you know, leaving bruises on your body type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The dominatrix, the, you know, S&M type stuff, that's kinky sex to me. Anal sex is kinky sex to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's kinky sex. So what we're going to do is play a song, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about anal sex, S&M, and vampire sex. You know what, Joy? I'm just thinking about this. Urinating, and somebody reminded me of that. That's more of a fetish instead of a kinky type of play.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And I was trying to think of what category it fell under, but I couldn't think. But there it is. Yes. Fetish. Yes.
It's a fetish. Like, that is a fetish. Oh, gosh. It's so many well, I'm not going to say nasty things because you know what? There are some people out there that are very interested in that stuff. And it's not necessarily nasty to them. It's just different. It's different to us. So it's not, quote, unquote, the norm. So, yeah, urinating will fall more under – urinating, even S&M actually falls more under fetish play than it does anything else.
Kinky.
So, yeah, than kinky. So kinky, you know, can be more of a lighter version of S&M, I guess. Like – people who are into S&M, we all know that Fifty Shades of Grey came out, I think, was it this weekend? I think it came out this weekend.
It did.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. So they go more into the whole, you know, the real deep stuff. It's like the pain, the real pain. But if you want to add just a little kink without going deep into S&M, you could do different things. You could do, of course, the dirty talk, talking dirty in the bedroom to your partner, blindfolding them, tying them up. That's kinky, you know, kind of tying them up a little bit. But you still want to make sure, first and foremost, make sure you are being safe. Like, there are a lot of people that say use the safe words. A lot of people say pineapples because of that joke that was on. But you can say banana, you can say red, you can say green. Whatever you want to say, that's your safe word, and they have to abide by it. So making sure you trust them, you have your safe word. But like I said, the blindfolding, the tying them to the bed, using handcuffs, using rope, chain, if you're really getting out there. The best thing to use if it's just something you're getting started with is the Velcro handcuffs, which you can still kind of get out of that even if they, you know, they're not letting you out. So you may not want to be necessarily locked there, but you can do the Velcro handcuffs. Using different type of textures, like you can use leather, latex, garters, using, you know, wearing your heels, high heels if you have them. Just the use of different materials and textures and things in the bed that you're usually not necessarily using, necessarily you normally wear in the bed. This kind of fall under the vampire sex, too, though, like the biting. A lot of people do biting with S&M. They're biting and all that kind of stuff. Course music. And then the other thing, too, is rough sex. I guess they call it rough sex. But it's, like, I guess more intense. It's fast. It's not slow, but it's, you know, fast, start off kind of fast, then maybe end up kind of slow. But there's some other little things that you could use. Like if you're having sex with a man, they use a lot of the penis ring because it adds a lot of tension to the penis once it becomes hard and makes their orgasm much more intense. In S&M, a lot of people use candles, but this is, instead of using the real wax candles, there's something that I normally demonstrate during sex and sensuality with my with one of the sex toy girls that come with me, and it's the candle that melts into massage oil, so that way it's not the wax and you're not really being burnt, but you can use the massage oil. Once it's melted, you just pour it on the person. It's still warm, but you're able to massage it into the skin and get things kind of started. So that's more of the S&M type stuff. Joy, did you have anything to add to that before I move on?
No, I don't.
Oh, I was like, well, did she hang up? Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about is anal sex. I think anal sex is a very, very big one. And I think it's pretty big because a lot of people, you know, their idea of anal sex is more so what you see on the porno movie. And it doesn't necessarily look, I guess, as appetizing. I suppose. Because these women have, you know, I don't know, the way they make it look on porno movies, to me, it's just not a good, it's not sexy.
Look.
Right. Yeah, it's not a sexy look to me. So, but I think anal sex could be a little bit more sexier. It could be, it could be pleasurable in a way, in other ways. Like, some people are interested in penetration. So they may necessarily be penetrated anally with the penis or with the dildo. So you could do other things. You could be penetrated with the finger or with the tongue, and it's still enjoy it. So a lot of people, of course, think it's nasty and it's disgusting and all that stuff. But I think, to me, you can give me your opinion. It's just like any other body part, in my opinion. You're going to clean it, and you, as long as it's clean, I don't see anything wrong with it. And if you're going to have anal sex, if you really are worried about the cleanliness of it, you can douche anal. And that will clean that stuff out of there so that you're not paranoid.
That stuff out of there.
Well, I don't want to make it too, you know, sound too disgusting. But you really can clean it up and you'll feel a little bit better. I always say, you know, make sure you wash it really well down there before you even start. So that way you're not being paranoid. You're not worried about what it smells like. All that kind of stuff, or if something's going to come out, all that kind of stuff. So I was reading on how to get started with anal sex. So, of course, the first thing, like I said, was washing. The other thing they said is that you can, if you want to, make sure you feel comfortable enough with it, is to insert your own finger in there to see how you feel, you know, about it. You use some lube, and you just slowly put it on in there. I don't know, Joy, you laughing. What you thinking?
Oh,
I was trying to explain this the best I can.
I mean, I've tried it. That department is, I'm not a pain pleasure person, so the pain to me alone I can't bear. So I've tried it with who a relationship I was in, and so I don't have much to say about the anal portion of this conversation.
So how do you feel? Because anal sex is anal sex, the anal play is something that people, I always say this first, I'm going to say this, but then I'm going to say this other part. Sexual pleasure is not exclusive to women only, right? So sexual pleasure goes for men too. So there are different things that men want to try in the bedroom. So how do you respond if a male would like for you to do anything anally on them?
At first I thought it's only actually one thing I've ever done anal, something to the anal of the man, nothing poking of the fingers or nothing like that, because I'm just not with that. But as far as, I guess it's TMI, but but as far as like when you're given the male head, and then you go further down with licking the balls, sucking the balls, and you keep going underneath the balls where I don't even know what they call that little, I call it the bridge.
It's called the perineum.
Huh?
The perineum. Yeah. I think they say perineum or perineum, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then you lick right there or whatever. That drives them crazy. Anyway, so I've only done this to one person that I'm still with. But, you know, my tongue trickled on down to the, to the, anal. And it wasn't nothing like,
anal.
You know, yeah, it wasn't like nothing sticking fingers, nothing like that, because he wasn't having that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my tongue, yes, he absolutely enjoyed it.
Hmm.
So,
see, I don't think, and you know, a lot of people have a hard time understanding that a man likes to be pleasured anally sometimes. And I think that's, I don't necessarily find it to be a quote unquote gay thing, you know, if the man is heterosexual. I don't find it to be a gay thing because I think everyone deserves to receive whatever sexual pleasure that they want. Even if the man says, you know, well, I don't know, I may be going too far. But even if the man says, I want, you know, there are some men out there that do this before I say this. There are a lot of heterosexual men, actually, who like to be penetrated anally. Whether it's with a finger or their girl using a strap.
What? They girl using a strap?
Yes.
I see, no. If my dude asked me to put on a strap to do that, I no, sirree. Please, that's no, honey. That's not being straight.
I honestly don't think that it's anything wrong with that.
No, it is to me. If you're heterosexual, there's very something wrong with it. You telling your girl to put on a strap? You telling your girl to put on a strap to penetrate you in the anus? No. Mm-mm. That means you want that. You want a man. No, not going
so
down.
Why does that mean that he wants a man? Why doesn't that mean that he just wants to be penetrated anally?
Why does... You're not going to have me agree to nothing you're saying because I just don't see it. Like... I just don't see it. No. If you're heterosexual, you're heterosexual. You're not going to want any forms of any type of dick in your ass, period. That's just me. That's my opinion. If you're heterosexual, you're not going to tell your girl to put on no fake dick to poke you in the ass. No.
This is what the show is about. It's hearing multiple opinions, and I want to hear and I have somebody who pressed one, so let me bring them on real quick. 7621, you're on.
Hello, ladies. Hi. Hi, Mika. It's Henny. How you doing, baby?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I stayed up for this one.
Oh, did you? Well, I see your post.
Oh, good. Well, I'm more wanting, which I'm going to touch on this anal, but I'm more wanting to talk about the vampire sex and also a little bit more into the, what, 50 Shades of Grey, where you get into the dominatrix and all that. But anyway, I was listening about this penetration anal-wise, especially when it comes to a male, was it? Yeah. I mean, I understand what that sister's saying. I mean, it probably would take me out, too, but I guess I'm just that kind of freak. I mean, you know, men I don't deal with at this time, So I'm not going to actually be in that arena. But if it was, I like a man that's in touch with his feminine side as well. I just do. That's personally me. That's, and I don't like having restrictions in my bedroom or in my relationship. I like to be open. I like to communicate. And I think more heterosexual women are going to find out that there are, that's why a lot of men are on the down low, because certain things that they may not really want to go that route full blown, they don't consider themselves gay. They don't, you know, they don't want a man in their life, but they have this urge and curiosity about penetration. So if their female counterparts can't really see that or would look at that as some kind of real offensive thing, that could possibly bring about some play parties or whatever. I don't know. It's just that, you know, it's just a thought, just a thought. But, you know, I just say communication sexually with your partner is just, like, so key. And I think some things may just be experimented once, maybe a laugh, even a joke, or just something to try. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. Maybe it's because of who I am. I don't know. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would find it not only enjoyable but intriguing, just the power factor, I guess, because I like dominance, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that, yeah. You know, when you think about it in that way, I guess it is different because, like you said, it's the power. It's like this man is really submitted to you in some kind of way. So it is a big difference. But I do, you know, I understand your viewpoint. I understand Joy's viewpoint, too, because there are some things, like Joy was saying earlier, there are just some things that we just may not want to do, you know. And in Joy's case, that's the kink that she is not into when it comes to her man. I don't think I would be into that either if I was with a man. I don't think I would want to be penetrating this man in his anus. So, you know, I could, but I don't knock it if a man wants to do that because I'm like you, Kenny, you know, I'm very open sexually. And I want other people to explore all forms of their sexual desires, you know, their what they want, how they want to be pleased. They have that right. This is your body. We only live once. You might as well enjoy, you know, as much as you can.
Yeah. So. Sure, because, I mean, it's a thought. It's a thought. Suppose you were with the male and you just was touching and feeling and found out his anus was somewhat large. Like, that would be like a light bulb. Like, whoa, he's getting something. You know, so he may not be asking you for
some type of penetration.
Hello, he might not be. I mean, he could be doing it to himself, but I'm just saying he may not be asking you to do it. But it is going on. So how would you handle something like that? You know what I mean? It is a thought because, from what I understand, it's not how we get the hell on. Step it back, huh? But it's not happening in my arena. But I hear a lot of women. I see it. You know, a lot of men are on the down low, and that is, you know, real, real serious, you know.
Well, you know, and I want to do kind of bring it back in real quick, and then we're going to go on to this vampire sex. But, yes. I think a lot of men are on the down low, and I think a lot of them are on the down low, not because, oh, I want to have anal sex. It's because it is really hard for, especially in the Black community, for men to come out and feel safe about coming out. And it's like you're supposed to, you know, society has built this thing where men are supposed to be manly. You know, they're supposed to be a man. They're supposed to fuck as many women as they can and all this kind of stuff. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to take care of the household work and all this stuff and be strong. So to come out and say you're gay, you know, that's a hard thing for them. So they're going and they're getting their sexual pleasure from these men on, like you said, the DL, which in a lot of cases, and me and Joy, we actually did a show on this. Well, I don't know, Joy, I don't think Joy was on that show. I think it was me and Shonda. But we did do a show on the down low, Henny, and I'm going to send it to you so you can listen to it. But it was very interesting because when you're on the down low and you're out here and you're having sex with women, you are put yourself at a disservice, but especially that woman at a disservice when it comes to, of course, the trust, because you're cheating first off. And then if you're not having protected sex, you're exposing this person, this woman, to something, you know.
True.
So, you know, we have to, I just had to touch on that real quick. I'm going to move on. So we're going to talk real quick about vampire sex because we're going to get ready to wrap up the show. So, Henny, what you had to say before I go into this?
Well, I mean, I'm old-fashioned. I love passion marks. That's number one. So if it goes deeper into, you know, I mean, not drawing blood so much, but like you said, the bruising, the passion that is just like so, oh, intense. I mean, I just love it. I just love it. I do. I just love it, you know. I mean, I do. I really love soft, passionate lovemaking, but I do like a little rough, a little rough. Yeah, I can play. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing is a good thing in relationships, and being able to do something different and express your passion through, you know, while you're having sex is important, I think, in a lot of ways. So, like you said, the biting. Like, vampire sex includes a lot of biting, scratching, sucking. Not necessarily, like you said, sucking blood. You're not necessarily sitting up there sucking somebody's blood. But you are, you may suck a little harder, and it leaves a bruise. Or you're scratching and you're biting. The slapping comes with that. Choking is a part of it, being choked. Using your teeth a lot. Throughout it, even if you're using your teeth on the, you know, the male's penis or not necessarily the woman's vagina, because so no one wants teeth on their vagina. It's just too sensitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my opinion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're funny, Mika.
Huh?
Yeah. You're funny.
Why do you say that?
Because you are. In a good sense, in a good sense. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. That's in a good sense, Mika. That's in a good sense. Very much so. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. But there are many different forms of kinky sex play out there, and I just kind of wanted to bring those three forms up tonight. And I just feel like if you wanted to try something new, you want to do something new in the bed, you have to make sure that you are open, you know what it is that you want, you're being direct, and you're not afraid to tell your partner what it is you want. Because you don't want it to lead to, like when Joy and I was talking earlier, you don't want to it to be something where you're out there cheating or you're dissatisfied and you're unhealthy. I don't think that sex is the most important thing in the relationship, but you should be able to have fun in your sex life. And it should be pleasurable and enjoyable. It shouldn't be a chore. And I think a lot of couples fall into that arena where it has become a chore. It's like, okay, she wants it, I'm going to give it to her. Hope she hurry up and come, or hope he hurry up and come, and let's go ahead and get on and go to sleep. But you should be able to have fun and enjoy yourself. If you're going to be giving your body to somebody, why not have fun giving it to them? Because you don't want to just give it to you. You know, give it to them just for the heck of it. Right?
Well, Mika, did you see 50 Shades of Grey?
I have not seen it. Now, I read the book, and I read two of the books. I couldn't take it no more after the second book. I was done. I said, this is just too much.
Was it really too much? I haven't seen the movie. I haven't read the book. I'm going to go see the movie. I have a potential partner that's interested in that. They really enjoy S&M. I'm talking about to the point of a safe word. So
really? So how did you feel when they approached you about that?
Well, first of all, you know, I had my little giggle on. I had a little flush feeling. I had a little curiosity, and all these things were going on in my mind, but yet I, on my realistic level, I was like, wow, what type of psychological situation is going on that makes a person want to have pain, be a part of a such a lovely sacred act? Like, why does it take all that? But I do know, like I said, I do like to experiment, and I know I have a slight weird dark side, but I don't think it's that dark. But I don't know. I mean, you know, it depends, I guess, on how deep it goes. Now, from what I hear, the movie was very explicit. It was, to some people, offensive even. So I don't know. I, you know, I'm yet to find out all the different areas. I mean, I've looked on the internet and things, and I've seen some horrific things where, you know, you're ball gagging. I mean, you know, it goes to the point near death. So it just, I guess it depends on how much trust and where you want it to go. But obviously I am going to experience some of it.
Well, you know, you brought up a very good point about what is it inside that person, especially the sadist, because the S means sadist, the M means masochist. But the sadist is the person that likes to inflict the actual pain on the other person. And I do wonder, you know, where does that necessarily come from? And maybe I'll do an entire show on it one day, but where does it necessarily come from? The ability to sit up there and enjoy inflicting this pain on someone else.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Like I said,
I haven't seen the movie, but, you know, I mean, I guess it's just depending on what degree. I mean, you know, a little bit of putting a mask over the eyes, a little bit of mystery and anticipation, you know, with some ice or, you know, a little pinch maybe. I don't know, you know, to what degree. So,
well, I think that if you, this is your first time doing something like this.
Yeah.
I think you should definitely, and is this person like really into this, or this is just something they want to try?
No, I think they're really into
it. Okay. Well, I really think that you want, in my opinion, if I was you, I would definitely look up, you know, start reading about S&M a little bit more, learning about it, and then also making sure that this person kind of is easing you into this. This is not something that's like, you know, being forced upon you, of course, or they're taking you to an extreme level of, I guess, physical endurance that you're not ready for. So
no, I would never tolerate that, and they're not that type.
Okay.
And I
could
be quite dominant. I can be quite dominant, so it, you know, flipping the script, they might not be ready for me. So no, I don't think that.
okay.
So I don't think it's gonna be a problem. It's just that, you know, I'm trying to get into the psyche of that, just whole nature of what that's really, you know, what is that all about? And I mean, if it's gonna produce some pleasures, now don't get me wrong, so be it. But like I said, it just depends on what level. And I think that's something to really, like you said, investigate and research and know what you're getting into. Yeah, really. So I haven't seen the movie, but I intend to.
Well, watch that. Also watch The Secretary. That's what I was telling Joy about earlier. It's a little, I think it's a sexier version of 50 Shades of Grey. In my opinion, I haven't even seen 50 Shades of Grey, but I feel like it is sexier than 50 Shades of Grey, even if I haven't seen it. And so S&M, I just make sure I say this real quick, and then we're going to wrap up the show. It comes from two authors that wrote books about the topic. So one author, his name is, Marcus Desait, and then the other author is Sajir Massif. I think that's how you pronounce their name, but Marcus de Sade, he wrote talking about the sadist part. That's where the name comes from. But anyway, he wrote books talking about inflicting pain. And then the Sakir Masik, he wrote the book about receiving pain. And that's what a masochist is. They enjoy the actual receiving pain. So that's what S&M stands for, sadomasochism. And the sadist is the one that gives the pain. The masochist is the one that enjoys receiving the pain. So if you ever want to look it up, but definitely, you know, research it, look it up, try to understand it. There are different forms of sadomasochism, and a lot of people, you know, normally go straight to the S&M type stuff, the dominance and the submission type stuff. But then, you know, 50 Shades of Grey gets a little bit deeper into what's going on. So I'm not going to keep this show longer than an hour tonight because it is a lot more that we could talk about and go a lot deeper. So I think that what I will eventually do is, like, do an entire show on each of the different forms of sex that we talked about tonight. But if you all want to listen to this show and any of the other shows that we've done, you could go to www.blogtalkradio.com /WJBR. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Listen to us on Saturdays on Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1. And then on Sundays, listen to Javon with Sunday Evening Shout from 6:30 to 8:30, I believe it is. And then, of course, me every Monday from at 10 p.m. Sometimes I do an hour. Sometimes I go an hour and a half. And, Joy, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up the show?
I don't.
Yeah. Okay, well, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed your openness. Like, I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing.
Mika.
Oh, and thank you so much, Hitty, for calling. And just, I will say this. I am, you know, all that stuff that you all were talking about, y'all are into. I ain't into any of that.
Oh, Mika. Okay.
I'm just joking. But, oh, Lordy. But I appreciate you all. Joy, thank you so much for doing the show with me tonight. And Henny, thank you so much for calling. And we're going to end with Earn It by The Weeknd.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
And I'll see you all next Monday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So I love when you call unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a gift for you, you, you. I'm a gift for you. We live with no lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.